90.3 FM.
CKUT Radio.
Radio.
Sound waves in the air.
CKUT.
Montreal, Canada.
CKUT.
It's time to take sampling to a whole new level.
Pleasant good afternoon to you, Montreal. Welcome to West Indian Rhythms. My name is Howard Carr.
And the co-host of the show,
Steve Sanka.
And along with the rest of the crew,
DJ Nicholas.
Special guest DJ. With the news,
Brian Amplify.
Welcome to West Indian Rhythms.
On CKUT 90.3 FM,
People's Station.
We'll be right back.
कर बैठा है गलती कर बैठा है रे
pleasant good afternoon to you, Montreal, and the world at large. Welcome to CKUT 90.3 FM, and in case you're wondering, yes, we are celebrating Diwali. It's a massive celebration that goes on in the biggest celebration in the English-speaking world, as a matter of fact. Happens in Trinidad and Tobago at various times, and this today, as a matter of fact, it has started, and it's called Diwali. Diwali is celebrated by the Hindus, and let me get my beer in here, and the Hindus brought it to Trinidad and Tobago, and this is something you want to see. I saw it once in all my years of going to Trinidad, and you know, as I said before, the celebration of Diwali in Trinidad is one of the largest in the English-speaking Caribbean. Celebrations are not only held at temples and by religious groups. It has been extended to homes and communities. And why I'm telling you this is that when you're driving from, say, San Fernando to Port of Spain, and you look up in the mountains, light. In those years, the year that I saw it was in the late 80s or early 90s, and I was taken for a ride with my dear brother David, who was brother-in-law, who was passed on, and he wanted to show me what Diwali looks like. Diwali. I call it Diwali because I listen to some people, but it's D-I-V-A-L-L-I. And a lot of organizations have embraced the festival with special events help to commemorate this occasion. And it was originally from India, of course, and they have what is called a Dias. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. It's a spectacular sight. You know, you see it all over the island. And this thing is made, I've seen it, as a matter of fact, I think I had gotten some and brought back home with me. It's made, I think, from clay, and they're usually filled with oil and ghee. That's that butter, I think it's called ghee, with a wick for lighting. They say, you know, today you can buy it ready-made and all that, but I'm sure it takes away something from it. And they light that all over the, I think it's 4 or 5 days they celebrate this thing for. And it's beautiful, you know. It is a celebration of good over evil and light over darkness. Diwali means an array of lamps, deep lamps. In the early years, in the early days, the Hindus celebrated this festival in a very small way. They made at least 5 diyas, small clay pots per household, filled it with coconut oil or ghee, and just light it, and it was a spectacular sight. They say before the lighting, Hindus undergo a period of fasting, praying for the blessings of Mother Lakshmi on their homes. And on the day Diwali is observed, pujas or Hindu prayers are done. But you know, I want to tell you something. When I realize how deep this thing is, and I you know, I realize faith is something that no one has control over. And the reason why I'm telling you this, there's a, I think it's in Waterloo, I'm not too 100% sure, I don't remember exactly where. There's a temple that is called Temple by the Sea. It's nothing big when I saw it. It just could hold about 3-4 people. What happened? There was this Hindu who came to Trinidad as an indentured laborer, of course, and they weren't allowed to build their temple on any land that was owned by this estate. So what this guy did, as the story goes, was that he would wait till the tide went out in the evenings. And he would walk with his, he would ride a bicycle with two big hampers to it. And he would put in his stones and all that, gather his stones and ride down to the seashore. And he would build this temple. Just think of it that way, 6, 8, 10 feet out in the water. But the water is out because it does go out in the evening. And he built his temple by the sea. So if you ever go to Trinidad, if you want to see what love looks like, go and check out Temple by the Sea. Just ask anybody. They will tell you. They will give you the direction. I'm not going to try now because I haven't been back to Trinidad in years. Missing it. But you have to see this. You have to understand. I think they have a little statue of the guy in the town area as you come down the area. The main street, you'll see a man with a bicycle leaning against a bicycle, a statue, unique. And on the left side of that particular road I'm talking about, I can't tell you the name of the road, folks, because I don't remember, is the cemetery for various religious groups right beside each other. And I remember my brother-in-law saying to me, regardless what religion you are, in death you could be side by side. And I said to myself, Lord, never thought of it that way. So we have a little show lined up for you. We try our best. But, you know, before I continue, I want to thank these lovely, lovely human beings all the way from Hemmingford. They have donated to, Louise was telling me today, yesterday rather, $120 to this program. Their names are Barry and Kathy Campbell. And I can't say thank you enough. Those are the type of people who makes me do this program. You know, they make you feel good. Because I knew when J.C. Lodge was here, they had dropped me a text and said they enjoyed the show. So I am glad. I am really, really glad that you enjoyed the show. It's 4:22. At 4:30, I'll be joining. Martin Albina will be joining us on the Zoom. So let me open the Zoom for Mr. Albino. And then at 5:45, 15 minutes to the hour of 6, a gentleman will be joining us, which I could swear, or I don't swear really, but I could bet a lot of people have on this side of the pond, as they say. I've never heard of him. But I've known this guy for donkey years. So I'm going to introduce him to you. And somebody is texting me. Somebody says, good afternoon, love the opening. I think that's Mary. Yes, Mary, quite contrary. Mary Figueras, big supporter of community radio in this city. Miss Mary Figueras. Yes, as I was saying, I've been introducing Jamaican artists to you that some of you have never heard of. Yet this gentleman I'm going to introduce to you this afternoon has sold over 6.5 million copies of one particular tune, which I'll open the show with. So if you want to hear his story, stick around. It's going to be good. It's going to be good, this guy. I'm answering the phone, folks, at the same time as I, because I don't want to seem like I don't have bad, I have bad manners. So I want to thank Barry and Kathy Campbell of Hemingford. The last time they texted me, they said they were sitting out in their backyard enjoying the fine weather and listening to the music. Meanwhile, we were cold here in Quebec. It's not just not fair. So we're going to continue and play some commercials. And then we will look for Mr. Martin Albino. And folks, listen to this message quite good, please.
If your last vaccination against COVID-19 was more than 5 months ago, it's time to get another dose. Boosting your antibodies reduces the risk of getting or transmitting the virus, and booster doses help reduce the number of hospitalizations and deaths related to COVID-19. For better protection against the virus, book an appointment at quebec.ca/COVID-vaccine and follow the recommended vaccination schedule. Vaccination against COVID-19, a good way of extending our protection. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
Production Nuit d'Afrique presents the Nigerian pop star Yemi Alade for an exceptional concert in Montreal. With her powerful voice and energetic performances, Yemi Alade is the new queen of Afrobeat. Don't miss her spectacular concert Thursday, November 10th at the M. Toulouse. Tickets on sale now. For more info, visit Production Nuit d'Afrique.
Once again, a pleasant good afternoon to you, and I am going to let in my first guest and give him a little musical background. Oh, what happened here now? Mr. Martin Albino, where are you? So,
hi, sir.
Hello there, Mr. Albino. I'll soon get you up on the thing here. I'm trying to get your music going, but as usual, you have to give me trouble. Ah, here we go. Mr. Martin Albino. Don't ask me why. I think I clicked on the wrong button.
I'm clicking, sir.
I'm trying to get you up. Why are we doing this? Is your video on, Martin?
Yes. I'll start over again. I'm putting the number again.
Okay. Me and the Zoom not working out too well at all. Okay, I better do the same thing, Martin. I'm going to start all over again, too.
All right.
I don't know what the hell is happening. I ain't getting your video at all. So we'll just close it and turn up the music a bit. Mm-hmm. I'm waiting for Martin to ask me to accept him. In the meanwhile, he's releasing his brand new CD. Come on, Martin. I'm like, yeah, there you are. So let me admit you. He's, of course, releasing his brand new CD. I know he's there. I can see his Acer, but I'm not seeing his good-looking face. Do you have on your video there, sir?
You're not seeing me?
No. Turn on your video on your computer.
On.
So why am I not seeing you then? Oh, there you are.
Hi, my friend.
How are you, my friend? My friend, my former band leader for 10 years or so, was it?
Hi, Dr. Carr. How are you doing, man?
Oh, I'm Dr. Carr. No, thank you, sir. I'll take anything Martin has to offer. What's up there, my friend? What's up? What's up? And I know, but the COVID thing, we've seen each other now. So what's up? You're releasing this brand new CD?
On Sunday coming.
On this Sunday coming.
The 30th of October.
Mm-hmm.
At Caribbean Paradise at 7 o'clock.
Nice. And what?
And this is...
Go ahead. No, you go ahead.
Yeah, this is... I'm doing the music of the masters. Handel, music of Handel, music of Schubert, music of Beethoven, music of Offenbach, music of Mozart and Rubinstein. All these great composers, these are the songs I'm going to be performing on my latest CD.
Nice. Now, what gave you the inspirations for that?
Well, I have to say, first to begin, COVID gave me a lot of free time.
I know, it gave a lot of us free times.
I had nowhere to go. I come down in my basement. That is partially one of the reasons. But also, I was performing in La Salle, and I don't remember what song I was singing. And a lady said to me, do you have that on CD? I said, no, I don't. She said, well, I would like to hear that on a CD. And that gave me an idea to really get down to it and find all my classical stuff. Okay. Get all my classical songs and put them on this one CD.
Okay. Just a minute there, Martin. I'm just asking this person to turn down their mic or headphones. Yes. Well, that's good, you know, that's how inspiration comes at times. And, what is your favorite, you sent a thing here, Melody in F, and
Melody in F, that's one of the earliest songs I played in 1958 with Trinidad All-Stars under Neville Jules. So that song has some great significance to me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But apart from that, I spoke to a friend who lives in, where you live in the States, I forget. I have a friend in the States who grew up with me around that time. We went to school together. We went to Auntie K's program together. And he told me that was Auntie K's theme song at the time in those days. Melody in F. I didn't remember that, but he reminded me about that. So that Melody in F is very significant to me.
Nice. It's beautiful. Yeah. I was listening to it, and let's not be selfish. Let's give the this is on the CD, right?
Right.
All right. So let's give our listeners a taste. This is Mr. Martin Albino from the brand new CD, which is launching next Sunday. Oh, God. At Caribbean Paradise Restaurant, 8080 Newman Boulevard. Check it out. It's gonna be nice as usual. One of the most talented families here in this city. And you're listening to one of them. Hey, Martin.
Like it?
Yeah, I love it. Let me say hello to Miss Jo Jones. She music in her head. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Don't tell me it's you playing that.
Every instrument, sir.
Whoa. I know you play all the instruments, but this one too? Loving this tune. Just for that, I think I'll get myself a copy of the brand new CD that's been released by Mr. Martin Albino. It's a grand CD launch. Martin Albino will be doing his thing, Back to Classics, Sunday, 30th October 2022, 7 p.m. at Caribbean Paradise Restaurant, 8080 Newman Boulevard. And I'm sure he's going to put on one of them fancy pink suits. What color will it be this time?
I'll think about it.
Okay. He has many bright colors. Anyway, you're just pulling. Martin, when you heard me say that one of the most talented families in this city, the other brother has gone on, and his sister is in one of the judges at all the functions that they have on the big yard or the big tent in Trinidad for Pan and et cetera, et cetera. Her name is, again, Martin?
Dr. Merle Albino de Coto.
Dr. Merle Albino de Coto. Her name was Merle, but I didn't. I knew she got her doctorate, so I didn't want to damage a lady's name. I had the pleasure of meeting her some years ago, and very, very articulate in how she was explaining the judging to me. So we can look for good things next week, Sunday.
Go ahead.
At the Caribbean Paradise Restaurant. Martin Albino, you had the album there, the CD, what it looks like. Senior did want to send it for me, so you think I might have held on to it, which I would. Nice.
Are you seeing it?
Yeah, I'm seeing it, man. Very good. Thank you. With your red jacket, coat, whatever.
Yep.
Yeah.
My friend, Eve Dawu, who worked with me at the Douglas Hospital for years, he did some fantastic photography for me for the jacket.
It's nice.
And my nephew made the entire design.
Wow.
Yeah, it's all in the family.
It's all in the family. Great family, my boy. Anything else you want to add, Martin?
Well, of course, my sister, Merle Albino de Coto, she did the classical parts, and I did everything else.
Nice. Everything musical.
I went through my numbers book, my agenda, and I tried to call everyone to inform them that my launch is on Sunday, the 30th of October, so I look forward to seeing everyone.
I hope they do turn out, because this is one of the things, you know, I was talking to a singer, one of my good friends, this only today, and we were talking about that, and he insists that he will never use the, he needs to use live musicians all the time, because he feels the culture of the music, and when he's singing, et cetera, so I'm glad there's still musicians like you people who takes pride in what they do. And we will see much more, see and hear much more of you. And I think we should form back a Coral Islanders band.
That's it when you're ready.
All right, sir. All right. I thank you. Thank you very much. Martin, my friend.
You take care of yourself. Stay safe.
I will.
And if you can, I appreciate your support. And if you can, I know you're not going out too much, but if you can, try and pass on Sunday.
All right, my friend. For you, yes.
I mean, I'll come with you. Okay, have a good day. Thanks.
You too. All right, next Martin. Time. Take care. Mr. Martin right. Albino. Martin, in case you don't know, was my band leader. I sang with the Coral Islanders for many years. I'm trying to switch him off so he doesn't hear what I'm saying. I want to talk bad about him, but I'm only kidding. We had good fun. We had good fun. Good, great fun. Coral Islanders. Guys from Barbados, Trinidad, St. Kitts, Jamaica. Oh, yeah. And sitting across from me is none other than Miss Jewel Jones. And Jewel has something she wants to tell us.
Hi, Stretch. How are you today?
I am doing fine, my dear. How are you doing?
I am great. And I also want to tell you that a little while back, I also played Pan with Martin.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, we had a show at the Rosedale High School or something. And it was really good. You know, we did a concert there.
Nice, nice.
Yeah, but I didn't go back for a while, so I lose my touch. But I want to join back so I can get back, you know, get back the touch of the pen. It's a very good passing time. And it's a good stress reliever.
Yeah, listen, watching this guy arranging Pan, because I've seen him up close. I used to say he was trying to teach me to play the Pan. That's out of the question. Because I didn't have it, you know, because you have to have that in your system. Because watching him playing it, he said, wow, it makes it look so easy. Yeah. He and his seniors. Is that something you're playing there with?
I'm listening.
No, because it's bouncing back here.
It's bouncing back? Okay, sorry about that. Okay.
Yeah.
Is it okay now?
Yeah, it's okay now.
Okay.
Yeah, as I was saying, very talented gentleman and plays every piece of instrument you can think of. I've never seen him playing a saxophone. But every other piece of equipment, yeah.
You can play, yeah.
Yeah, you should go back. You should go back and join him up now again.
But the thing is, my back give me trouble sometimes, so...
Okay.
I could probably still go and maybe I can sit down and play.
You could. Know? I've seen that.
Yeah, I could sit down and play. I'll be probably be better, you know. So I'm just cooling it for now until I'm ready to join back again.
Yeah, you know, you don't have to sit on a low stool. You sit on a high stool.
On a high stool and play. And then maybe I can come up with my own album. What's wrong with you?
Yeah, why not? Why not the old your own album? Why not?
When I zoom in, I'll be zooming. You'll be playing for me and all that. I'll be playing for you and all of that, you know? Winning my awards and all them things.
Yeah. You had told me something and that you were nominated or...
Yeah, well, one of the things I wanted to talk about is... I was just elected to the board of Port d'Or des Îles, which is the Golden Door of Islands. And I was just elected on the board. And I realized that they're not advertising enough. It's not exposed enough, especially in the Black community as such, at large, you know? Mm-hmm. It's mostly advertised in the Cartierville area, but I wanted to spread it more out to the Côte d'Ivoire and NBG area and all that. So just to let you know that right now we have three and a half seniors apartments. And these apartments are available for $900 a month. But the fact is that if you go out there in today's world, you're not going to find anything for $900 a month, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So this $900 a month is going to include your home phone, your heat, your electricity, your cable. You have washer and dryer and garbage chute, recycling room on each floor. Elevator surveillance cameras, TV cameras for the main door. You have a community room with internet. You're close to buses, shopping malls, and hospital. And this is located in the borough of Cartierville, south of Sacre Coeur Hospital. Mm-hmm. And right now they're in the process of having some gym equipment with an exercise instructor and some meals. And this is on a first-come, first-served basis. So if you don't get there on time to rent these apartments, well, then you're gone in a hurry because of the price. The price is it's a very cheap price compared to, you know, others that have seen $1,400 and all this kind of thing, because some could be $900, but then when you end up paying your own electricity and your own, you know, your other utilities, it comes up to a lot more than $900. Mm-hmm. So I want my people to know that these apartments are available, and our contact information is 514-664-5756. The extension is 4000, and you ask for Gunther, Gunther. And again, I'm going to tell you the phone number, 514-664-5756, extension 4000, and you ask for Gunther. It's also placed on my Facebook page. You can take a look there. I placed everything there too, so I just want my people to know that there are still some apartments out there that are reasonable that you could come out and check and see, you know, because I've been looking at some apartments and I'm telling you, Stretch, oh my God, it's crazy out there.
I hear that.
You know, and the landlords are pushing them as high as ever, and I guess you can't blame them because they are two years of the pandemic where things were rough and everything. So now that it eases up a bit, everything is extremely expensive. So I hope that my people can, you know, read it on my Facebook page and come and take a look, and maybe they might be lucky enough to get one of these reasonable apartments.
Good. One last time, the phone number.
514-664-5756, and the extension is 4000.
All right. Thank you, my dear. You're going to hang around with us for the big man himself?
Sure. I'm always going to hang around. You know, I'm a hanger-runger.
All right, my dear. We're going to play some music, all right?
Okay, dear. Take care. All right.
This is my story.
One of the finest singers out of Jamaica.
I have no sorrow.
This is Mr. Jackie Edwards.
Just a long and broken heart.
Yeah, that's how we used to love for singing.
Just because
Back the pages of time. Remember, if you want to hear some more of this type of thing, Shars, Back to the 80s party tonight. It's a retro party experience, actually October the 22nd at the Jamaica Association, 4065 Jean Talon West, featuring the man himself, Mr. DJ Nicholas, who's coming up in a few minutes. Check out the party tonight, you know. Knowing them, they might even bust out this tune, you know what I mean? Gonna go all the way to Miami. This is Pluto Shervinta.
Oh God. Anybody see my trial, grief awry? Why, Lord?
Check out the Jamaica Association tonight. Retro party.
An irate husband searching for a man that wasn't I. When we reached the court, we gone inside. The hand of justice shall preside over this case. The trial shall begin. Your Honor, I was inside the closet, mining iron, I own business. Your Honor, it was a complete stranger, causing these disturbances. And blame said me touch him wife, which is a wicked and awful lie. Me two hand them was occupied. Me shirt in me left and me pants in me right. Me hand them was occupied. Me shirt in the left and me pants in the right. Dear judge, can this court accept my story from me heart? Why, judge, if by chance you don't believe this tale, ask him why she will not fail to agree. I was a better man than he. Just in case she refused to answer, ask the maid downstairs, Agatha. She'll only be glad to testify for me. I tell him, Your Honor, I was inside the closet, mining iron, I own business. Your Honor, it was a complete stranger causing these disturbances. Him claims that me touch him wife, which is a wicked and awful lie. Me two hands them was occupied. Me shirt in the left and me pants in the right. Me hand them was occupied. Me shirt in the left and me pants in the right.
Islands, specifically I'm a do not understand what the man tried to say. Roots forward up.
Dear Corporal, as you lock me in this prison, pray for I. Please, Corporal, please don't leave me here to wonder why the court has made this blunder. Grab me for a crime that wasn't fair. Corporal, when you going to send me dinner, send your mother or your sister. One more day of this I cannot bear. Hear me now. Your Honor, I was inside the closet, mining iron, I own business. Your Honor, it was a complete stranger causing these disturbances. And claims that me touch him wife, which was a wicked and awful lie. Me and them was occupied. Me shirt in the left and me pants in the right. Me hand them was occupied. Me shirt in the left and me pants in the right. Your Honor, I was inside the closet, mining iron, I own business. Your Honor, it was.
It's now 5 minutes to the hour, 5 o'clock, and I just want to say many thanks to those of you who took time out to stay with us. I want to play something by a veteran scareman. But he changed up. I haven't seen him or spoken to him in years. This is Derek Morgan.
I miss you. It's like the good book said. You left me just for yourself. I just saw. You're my lover girl. I'll be your lover boy. Love is a low.
Morgan, I'll tell you, we're trying to get him here and for a little chit-chat because you want to hear about the history of Jamaican music. That song was a massive hit for him in London, England, throughout the works over there in England. And a lot of people have never heard that song, And this is what we're trying to expose a bit. We want this side of the pond, Canada, America, to hear music from our country, you know. Normally, he came out of Jamaica singing scare music, and I'm going to feature him one of these days. And as soon as I get hold of him, I was talking to his daughter. He's up in Mandeville, I was told, so. Beautiful Mandeville, I don't know. Somebody was telling me, I said, beautiful Mandeville. He said, no, it's not beautiful no more because of this and because of that. Well, you know, I can't say nothing much where that is concerned. I was talking to a young man, and he was telling me about some chick that he liked, and he doesn't know how to approach her. And, you know,
One of the ways of approaching a woman is, if she likes you, if you think she likes you, is to play shy. Pretend you're very shy. And but seriously, you know, he says he can't dance, he can't. Just approach her in a nice human way. You know, don't go selling her a bunch of this, oh, you're looking beautiful and you're this. Tell her how you feel. Not in a derogatory sense, but, and learn to dance, because you say she likes to dance, you know. So learn to dance. Go to a dance school just to get the rhythm, you know, because that is one of the things women love. Women love, and they will tell you that. You hold them. Hold me in your arms tonight. And you hold them and you step, three steps at a time. And if you have a woman that can do that with you, it's heaven. It's heavenly, if I may say so. So learn to dance. And one of these days you get brave, because these youngsters now in dances, the women are on one side and they are on one side, and everybody is doing something else with their hands. And